9-year-old Tom Reed was riding in a car with his mother, grandmother, and brother crossing the Sheffield Bridge heading home from the restaurant Village on the Green on September 1st, 1969.
I was giving my brother a little fireball of candy. My grandmother turned around to see some lights coming up, what looked like from behind the bridge or behind the trees. And we all kind of looked at it because it was kind of a self-contained glow, if you will. And it rose up a little bit. It kind of looked like it followed the dirt road, which I'm sure it probably didn't, but it appeared that way because we could see it through the trees. The light started to bleed through. Once we broke into a little bit of a clearing, we could see inside the car, so the light was flooding inside the car.
Reed says his family saw what looked like an amber glow on both sides of the dirt road.
And then that was really the last thing we really remembered from the station when I came to a stop off the right side of the road. Everything got really calm. It was like being in the middle of a hurricane. It was like a barometric change in pressure. It was just, like a dead silent. And then there was an eruption of crickets and katydids and frogs, and it got really loud, and that was it. And then, we remember, bits and pieces of being in like a hangar and other people there. And it was quite confusing.
Reed says they found themselves back inside the car, but his mother and grandmother had switched spots. After a while, they realized more than 2 hours had gone by. Reed wasn't the only one to report seeing something that night. The local radio station, WSBS, broadcast accounts of the event. More than 45 years later, the Great Barrington Historical Society officially recognized it as, quote, the first off-world UFO case in U.S. history, end quote. Debbie Opperman is the Society's director.
From our perspective, it's a significantly historic event, basically because it's an event that was important to many people in South County at that time. There were several eyewitnesses, and WSBS reported on it, so it is historically significant.
That decision came in February. Opperman says the public response has been mixed, some praising it as a bold step while traditionalists have been skeptical. In August, a granite monument paid for by people who say they saw something that night was unveiled near the Sheffield Bridge. Reed says it wasn't the first time he had experienced something of this kind. In 1966, he says he saw a vessel at his family's property. As for the 1969 event, he says he remembers more than he would like to.
You know, we encountered something. It was definitely not of this world. We had a black and white television at the time, and the imagery that we saw on this thing was unbelievable. There were lights that looked like almost like fluorescent tubing that went along this inside of this hangar. It was a tube of light and blank, and a tube of light, and it was blank. It was very dull. It was very big. This hangar thing that we were in was huge. It was larger than a football field. This hallway that we had seen was circular with like a Y configuration in it for almost a control the flow of traffic. This one room had a bowed-in wall that was rounded. I mean, this was not something that you would have seen in 1969 anywhere else. I have no idea where I was, but I know that what I saw was very different than anything I've even seen today, 50 years later.
A replica of the craft the Reeds saw in Sheffield is on display at the UFO Museum in Rockwell, New Mexico, site of a widely reported 1947 UFO incident.
There must have been, 20 or 30 sketches that were drawn by children in our fourth grade classroom from what they saw. And they hung underneath the class board in Sheffield Center School. And more than one of those hang in the Roswell Museum today. People don't realize the significance of this. And so it wasn't just us.
Reed wants to replicate that exhibit for the Great Barrington Historical Society. Opperman says she is waiting for more information from Reed before considering programming around the 1969 event. The case has been featured in a number of television shows, and Reed says there is more to come. In 1992, the family's attorney brought the event to the United Nations, where it was discussed as the agency pondered the creation of a unit to study unidentified flying objects. Reed says his father, who was planning a book on the family's experiences, died under questionable circumstances 14 years to that day.
Although it was tough to think about, there were nightmares, there were days where my brother and I had to sleep in the living room on the sofa in the love seat. We didn't want to go to our room. We wanted to stay, downstairs, and our parents would sit down there with us because we were pretty shook up about it. I slept with a fork for a while. Yeah, I was scared. I was nervous. I was upset about what took place and couldn't make sense of it. But it also, you know, now it's historic.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.